Okay. As I mentioned yesterday, today is the third yahrzeit of my father, Zichrono Livracha, Yaakov ben Yisrael Pinchas. Shama should have an aliyah, Zech HaNishmas, Avi Mar, Yaakov ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zech HaNishmas, Daniel HaShein, Yeshua Fala. Okay, so as we're continuing doing Divrei Pesach, through this Kufa. Our last day is on Monday. Yeah. Is anybody going to be here Monday? Yeah, someone could help me set up the.
I will be in LA already.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Okay, if you're here, yeah, always good to see you, a live person here. Okay. Okay. So, what I'd like to do, is the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor about the Omer.
Which number? Which number?
Oh, yeah, this is which number is this? Six, packet six in Pesach. And we know that Pesach, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. Mimrochas HaShabbos. Mimrochas HaShabbos, right? Tzvartam Lachem, Mimrochas HaShabbos. So I want to show you here something I saw in Chasam Sofer, an unbelievable thing. There seems to be a connection between the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach. Because when else do we see that the second day is referred to as Mimochras HaShabbos, Mimochras the first day? Whereas, of course, the second day is Mimochras HaShabbos, it's the day after the first day. But that Lashon, Mimochras HaShabbos, seems to be that there's some connection, Dafka, not just that it's the second day. You know, Sukkot says the first day, the second day, the third day, you know. But the fact that the second day is called Machas HaShabbos, we're going to see a connection. Oh, we're going to see a connection between the second day of Yontif and the first day of Kedar. Something Moridic I'm going to show you now, Bezrus Hashem. Okay? So let's take a look. Now, we did this Purim time, and the shiur right after Purim, between Purim and Pesach, the first shiur we had was on page 5, about the Pasuk in Chumash, and in Megillas Esther. Vayavor Mordechai, vayask kol asher tzivsa olav Esther. And we know that the Chazal tell us in the Gemara, and in the Medrash on page 6, in the Gemara Megillah, Taz Vav Amar Aleph, Vayava Mordechai Amarav Shehevir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Matinus. Right? That he made a Tainus because he made a Tainus Tazvav Tazai Yud Zayin Sumolai Shloshe Yomim. And we had a whole discussion. So how would the Yotze the mitzvah of Matzah that year? Right? And we said maybe because the Matzah is only Kazayas and the Tainus maybe is a Koseva, so they ate a Kazayas. And they were still considered Mu'una, or maybe they didn't have to fast at night. We gave different terutzim. So today, I want to show you from the Chasam Sofer, and that's going to lead us into something even more interesting about the connection between the first day and the second day. But Vayavar Mordechai, how did he made a Titus and Pasha Pshat, they didn't eat matzah that year. So we said when we were discussing it that maybe the matzah is only kazayas and a tainus is a kosevus like Yom Kippur, so they could have eaten, right? Or maybe they only fasted in the daytime, not fasted in the nighttime. But I want to show you an unbelievable thing that the Chasam Sofer says and put it all together. So, so let's take a look in the Gemara and Megillah. On page 7. So the Gemara here says, "Vayikach Haman es halavush v'sasus." So keep further down. The first word in the line is "Behi Shaita." Nisatev Mordechai become with its Lucy. So, no, go further up where we start. Let's start where we start. Vayikach Haman es halavush v'sasus ashkei. They found the Yasvi Rabbanon Kamei. So, but Haman found that Rabbanon were sitting in front of Mordechai. Umachve lehilchas kmitza, the Rabban. And he was teaching them the laws of a korban mincha. What do you do with a korban mincha? You take your three fingers and you take from the solus, and that you go on the mizbeach. What if Haman came and he saw that Mordechai was teaching Hilchas Kemitza, the laws of Korban Mincha, to the Rabbanim? And then it says, "Amelu b'mayas kisu amle b'zman shabeis hamikdash kayim manu dav mincha maisele molokum to the sultan mischaperle." He says, "When the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, you would take a korban mincha, you would take a kemitza, and you put on the mizbeach, and you get kapara." So I'm a little awesome. Malay kumtzi kimcha didchu, the dochi asar alfa kikri kaspa didi. He says that that your koimetz is going to push away my money that I put, you know, that he said that Erasalfim Kikar Kesef, that what? That Haman gives to Achashverosh to make a gzeira against the... He wanted to give, as Rav Harari said, to make a gzeira against the Jews.
$100 million.
Yes. But he says, your koimetz is going to be more chashuv than my whole plan, as Rav Ferrari said. So the question is, what's going on over here? In other words, Haman sees that what Mordechai is teaching Hilchos Kemitza, and he says that, and then Mordechai says that that we're learning the halachas kmitza, because this was when the base of mikdash we brought kmitza. So now we're learning the halachas of kmitza. Now, the korban omer was a korban mincha, right? Minchas omer, and that was on the second day of Pesach. Now we started off with our saying that the second day of Pesach is called Mocharetz HaShabbos, and it's very peculiar, Mocharetz HaShabbos. Because what's the idea of Mocharetz HaShabbos? let's say I did Mocharis HaShabbos, that the second day is connected to the first day. So I want to understand, as the Chassam Sof says, what's the connection, right, of the first day, of second day to the first day? And what's this idea of the Korban Mincha? And we also mentioned, as we mentioned earlier, Vayavo Mordechai. We mentioned that Alpipashtus, Alpipashtus, they didn't fast, right? The year of Purim, Mordechai was gozer tainus, and on 3 days, including the first day of Pesach. So, and we had a whole discussion that we talked about right after Purim. We discussed it, but the Gemara says Vayavar Mordechai that he was gozer tainus. So let me show you, sir, first something from the Chasam Sofer, and then I'm going to put a Hosofa that I wanted to put in. L'zech Nishmas, my father, whose yard site is today. So, and maybe we have, maybe we'll say a Kaddish to Rabbanan after we'll get one more person. Right, Kaddish to Rabbanan. We'll say Rabbi Chanan at the end of the year. We'll say Kaddish to Rabbanan. Okay, look at page 9. Merachas Hashabbos Yifel Akoy. Bidatali Merachas Hashabbos Hayu Yontav Rishon. Shma Mina V'yesh Hemshech L'Korban Omer Im Ha'avodu Ha'mitzvah Shenasim B'Yom Rishon Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach. V'iloha Lo Miskabel Ha. In other words, there seems to be a connection between the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach, that the efficacy of the Korban Omer is totally in the avodah of the first day. Imlo ha lo miskabel ha. Hakein haman hara hazeh afal pi shehi pilpur v'yada kol yom v'yom manasebo. So Gamhu Yad, right, that was the time that we sholeach the Gzeira, right, on Pesach, right? That's why they had the fast on those 3 days. Gamhu Yada Kibiyom Beishal Pesach, and that's the time that they're making the Gzeira, right? But he knew that Klal Yisrael has a big schus, right? Ferrari, he was making the zera on, like Moshe Shapiro put out, on those days of Pesach. That's why Sumo Alai on those 3 days. But he knew that Klal Yisrael has a big schus on the second day of Pesach. Kamu yada ki biyom beishal Pesach is schus shel Omer. So it's a very holy day, the second day of Pesach, because you have the Korban Omer. So wasn't he afraid to make a decree against the Jewish people on that time of, in that time, when they could have such a big schus? So what's the pshat? So you know what the pshat is? Chasam Sofer is saying an unbelievable thing. Shechoshav kevin she'az lo yuchlo kayim mitzvah achilas matzah v'sipur yitzisraim b'yom kama. Because that year, they didn't do the real mitzvah of Pesach. They didn't eat matzah. And Pashtut says they didn't want misaper sipur yitzis mitzrayim. V'zman she'esh matzah morer munochim lefanecha. But Mordechai made a tainus. So Haman said, we're good to go. Because this year, the efficacy of the Omer is not going to be so chashuv. Why? Because the Omer is the second day, and the Torah says Mochas HaShabbos. So there's always going to be a connection between the second day and the first day. So if the first day wasn't done properly, then there won't be an efficacy, a koyach, on the second day. So heavy yom tov rishon shel Pesach matinus im kein ein kam mochas hashabbos. So you're not going to have what mochas hashabbos, because if the mochas hashabbos is the first day, but they didn't do a proper first day. I mean, Mordechai had his reasons. He was gozer tainus, but because he was afraid of the gzeira. But Lamaisa, they didn't have matzah. And Pasha says they didn't have Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Mizman Sheyesh Matzah Mor Munochim Lufanecha. Al Kein Botacham Man Shlo Yamod Lehem Zchus HaOmer Kein in the Lake of Zchus Yom Makam at the Pisra. Because they're not going to have the Zchus of the second day, because they didn't have the Zchus of the first day, because they didn't have matzah of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh. So, okay, you hear what he's saying. In other words, he wasn't so afraid that there's going to be a gzeira now against the Jews. And this chus ha'omer is not going to be oimed for them. Because the oimer is only if it's mocharas ha'shabbos. But if there's no first day, meaning they didn't do a proper first day because they didn't have a proper seder, they're not going to have a proper second day. And they won't have this chus. Oh. But says the chasam sofer, Moridik. So I was going to say an unbelievable thing now. So, but what was Haman missing? Ferrari, listen to this. V'hulo yada d'chsiv n'shalma parim svasein. That we have a concept that even if we can't do something, even though we can't do a certain mitzvah or a korban, Rav Shacht always says from the Chavad, if the din n'shalma the Shalma Parm Svasein, it was only halacha in Korbanos? Or is it in all mitzvahs that if you can't do the mitzvah, but you learn about the mitzvah, then you get the zchus? So, v'hu lo yadach si v'shalma parm v'tzvim ki oz b'yom akama aval gav shahyu shruyim b'tzom l'tainis, even though they had a tainis on the first day of Pesach, right? They fasted 3 days as vav tazay yud zayin. So it's not that they didn't have a first day. They didn't have a first day of eating matzah and Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, but they had the first day of what? Of doing these mitzvahs. Because Mordechai said, you have to fast today. And they sakana. So where's going to be the mitzvah matzah? We'll read the psukim about matzah. Shalma parim svaseinu. And that, so Haman didn't realize that part. So Haman was thinking he's free to go, but he's not so simple. We call Mokum Korub Suke Matzo Pesach Malalem Kiel Kibu Mofoil. Al Kank Shirah Mordechai. So first, Haman was what? Haman was complacent. He said, oh, this is a good time to have a Gzeir against the Jews, especially this year, because they're not keeping the first day, so there's not going to be any Koyach for their second day. But when did Haman Chapit Sitter? That he saw that he was wrong. Al Kain, Kshirah Mordechai, Machve, Hilchas Kmitz, and the Rabbanan. But once Haman saw that Mordechai is teaching the laws of Kmitz on the second day of Pesach, he's teaching it to the Rabbanan, as no dolo. So now he chapped, Yaosik bein yoneh avodah, a mitzvah hu ki'ilu kiman. So now he saw that there's this idea that if you learn the halachas, it's a ilu mekayim. Al kein hiskel mesiyai shatzmo. That's why he made the comment. Why did he make the comment that your korban mincha is going to be doche all my money that I'm setting aside to make a gzeir, to give a chashverish, to make a gzeir against the Jewish people. Your little comets. Why all of a sudden it hit him now? Because once he saw that there's a concept of neshama parim b'svaseinu, which he didn't originally realize, and now he comes in the second day of Pesach, he sees Mordechai's teaching what? Hilchas Kemitza to the Rabbanan. So why is he teaching it? Because he can't bring the korban. So it's ki'ilu hikriv korban. So he said, oh, Amar Asim Malikubza Kimcha Ditku V'dochi Aser Salofim Kikar Kesa. Because now he realized that he was all wrong. That if you, even if you can't mekayim the mitzvah, it's ki'ilu. So b'meluat. So b'meluat. Now he realized that they did have a real rishon, because they learned the halachas that year. So Mamela, the Shani, is going to have has what? It's going to be Chashiv too. Because the Chus HaOmer needs the first day. So originally he thought, well, they didn't have a first day, so it's great. But once he sees the idea that this, that the Mordechai is teaching Hilchas Kemitza to the Rabbanan, so now he realized there's an idea of Mushalma Parm Sosenu, which applies perhaps to all mitzvahs. So the Mela now, he said, you know, I realize that I'm all wrong now, I'm going to lose. Because once the Asay Molokum to Didhu, that comets, Hamincha, right, is going to, you're going to have a schus for that. Why? Originally he thought they won't have a schus for that, because they didn't have the first day. That's only before he understood the Shalma Parim Sfaseinu. But once he understood the idea of the Shalma Parim Sfaseinu, so then that's why he's Mesiyash. And that's the idea of Mocharas HaShabbos. That he realized. That to have the schus of the korban omer, it's only if you have the schus of matzah of the first day. Then you have this, because it's mocharas haShabbos. It's a continuation. There's no second day without the first day. Of course, there's no second day. But here the Torah goes ahead and says mocharas haShabbos, that there's an inherent connection between the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach. And if there's something lacking in the first day of Pesach, then the second day of Pesach won't be the same. So that's what he thought. They made a tainus, so it's lacking. But he didn't realize that the year that there was a tainus, they still learned the halachas. And he didn't realize that. Till on the second day, he sees Mordechai teaching the halachas of Mincha, because they can't do Mincha because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So then he realized, oh, that's probably what they did the first day with the matzah and the mela, he's doomed. And that's what he said. Asi b'lo kumtza didchu medachi elef kesef dili. That's the words of the Chasam Sofer. I want to be moisif to the word of the Chasam Sofer the following. That what is taka, the connection? What's the connection? Why are the 2 days connected? Oh, so if you look on page 14, from the Haksav HaKabol, right, one of the classic Mefarshim, and he says a fantastic thing, and I want to put the Haksav HaKabol together with the Shalom and others, and we'll figure it out. So if you look in the Ksava HaKabbalah, on page 14, where I put the arrow on the left side of the bottom. It says, Vayomim ha'ele nikru yimei ha'omer. Here's a yimei hishtabdus. Because what does the pasuk say? V'is'amer bo u'mechara. When you steal somebody, v'is'amer bo means you meshabed him, and you kidnapped him, and you put him to work. So Omer is the Lashon v'is'amer bo, meshabed somebody. So Yimei Omer are Yimei Ishtabdus. It's Davinu al Sfiras Yom Yom Yimei Hachonis Ishtabduzu. Because every day we're mishabed ourselves towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Yimei Hishtabdus. And so I thought the pshat is like this. We know that matzah that the Chasam Sofer explains, what's the idea of matzah? Take a look on page 12. So the Chasam Sofer is going to have a pshat in Hachbachish. B'chol halaylos anu ochlim chameitzu matzah, halayla hazeh kulo matzah. It says like this. V'zeh nirali Sheila Saben. Shebchol halos anochlim chameitzu matzah. Halayla ze kulo matzah. Yishil dachting. My time at all shebchol halos. Why bchol halos? Why just say the whole year we eat chameitzu matzah? What does it have to do with the laylos? This night has to do with the laylos, but the rest of the year has nothing to do with the laylos. It means the whole year we don't eat just matzah. Why bchol halos? What's the bchol halos anochlim? So he says a pshat like this. Chometz al hagova. Chometz is merames on gaiva. Gaiva, right? It rises. L'chein batzeres makrivim lechem chometz. On Shavuos, we have the shtei halechem, which is chometz. As Rav Shechter pointed out, we don't put it on the Mizbeach, because you can't put chametz on the Mizbeach, as we read in last week's Parsha. But it's in the conjunction, as Rav Shechter pointed out, it means in the conjunction with the Korban. Because Harom is the Darkei Hashem, the Kabbalah Satorah. Because the Kabbalah Satorah, we need a certain measure of Gaiva to show that, you know, the Kashiva Satorah. That we're gvalei b'darkei Hashem, not to be flaunt, but to show the chashiva satorah. Matzah romeis ala kniya. Matzah represents the subdue, much because of leil. Halayla is merames to golus. So it means like this: Alkenom shechol halaylos ratzolomer, shechol hagolu yoshei golim. On one hand, we were subordinate to our enemy when we were in Golas. We had to subordinate ourselves to our enemy, to the person we were Gola in his locale. The Chometz mitzad acher, but we still had to have a certain level of gaiva. That we believe in our religion, that we're still keeping our religion, even though we have to subordinate ourselves to the government, so to speak, whoever's governing us. So we have the union of of matzah, but we also have the union of chametz that we, in the Golas, we have to keep the Torah. So we have to say that we still are Jews, so we're proud. We have Jewish pride. My time on Ochlim Kulo Matzah. But he says in Mitzrayim, we were in Golas Mitzrayim, we didn't have Chametz Matzah. What does that mean? My time on Ochlim Kulo Matzah. Because in Mitzrayim, we were just, it was Kulo Matzah. We were just Meshabed ourselves to the Mitzrim, and we didn't have our own Gaiva to Kedusha to keep our Torah. So it means, B'chol HaLeilos, Anu Ochli Chomei Tzu Matzah, means in all the Golas, we were Golas, and we had to be Nichna to the Umos HaOlam, but we also had our own Jewish pride. Alayla Hazeh, in this Golos of Mitzrayim, it was Kulo Matzah, because we only had the Hachnah towards Mitzrim and not our own Gaiva to Kedusha of our Torah and our Yiddishkeit. That's how he explains. So you see from here that Matzah is the idea of Hachnah. So I thought very, very beautifully that one could say the following. Now, what's the connection from the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach? How come if there's no first day of Pesach, there's no... Haman was right. If there's no first day of Pesach, there's no second day of Pesach. Means if you're not Mekayim Matzah, then you're not Mekayim the Omer. Why not? What's the connection? And then but he just didn't realize that even though the Jews didn't eat the Matzah on the first day, they still learned Hilchos Matzah. So that was okay. And he realized he was wrong once the second day came and he saw Mordechai teaching the din of the Korban Omer to the Rabbanim. And then he realized there's this idea. But this is the Pshat. What did we say the Ksav HaKabbalah says? The Ksav HaKabbalah says that what is Omer? Loshen Vis'amer Bo U'mechara. It's Shibud. But you can only have Shibud if first you have the Matzah and you have the idea of Achnoah. So once you eat the matzah and you have this notion of that you're machnia yourself, so then you could be a proper Eved. And that's what Omer is. Fis amerbo, umuchara. So that's what Mordechai Haman thought. If they're not going to have proper matzah, because they're not eating matzah, then they're not going to be proper avadim, and then they have no zchuyas. And that's why Pesach is called Machos HaShabbos, because the first day and the second day are intertwined. Because the first day is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, is to show our Shibud. The second day is what? Is the Omer, when we show ourselves as Avodim. But you can only be a real Eved if you know to subordinate yourself. And that they learn through the Achilas Matzah, the Shibud. So the first day and the second day are connected. Mochras HaShabbos is not it's the day after the first day. So what? The answer is no, it's an inherent connection between the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach. And that's what Haman thought, that he was good to go originally. He's good to go because he can make a Gzeira and Chal Yisrael is not to have the schus, any schus of the Omer. But then once he saw that the idea of the Shalom Parm Shah Seinu, that's what they did the first day, so then the second day is going to be as well. And that's what the Shalom HaKadosh says, that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Kanan. Here on page 21 in the bottom. Rav Shalom Ten likes to quote this shlok. says the Shulah HaKadosh in Parshas Lech Lecha. He says, Tzorach Ha'odom Hadar Be'Eretz Yisrael Tomid Liskor B'Shem Kanan Hamora Al Avdus V'Achno. Is there a remiz of Divrei Noach Sha'omar Oror Kanan Eved Avodim Yelech? Because Kanan means it's a Mokom Hachno. It's a Mokom Hachno. You're in front of the Shechina, as Rabbi Temler of Shalom Temler said. And that's what Kanan is. And that's what the Shalos says. That's why we had Rabbi Cohen's son, Rabbi Yom Cohen once said this over, that the idea of Shebin Mitzrayim was to teach us how to be of Avodim to Paro, and then once we left, now we know how to be Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch. We needed a hergel in the concept of Hachno. But that's the whole thing that happened. The Vokash HaShabbos means the first day of Pesach is the Achilas Matzah. You learn the Hachno from Matzah. It's slow, it's not. And then you can be the Samirbo. That's the beginning of the... And then you become... You could get all those chuyos that you're an Eved Hashem. You believe, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, you believe in Ein Od Milvado. You have all those chuyos. But if you're not going to have the first day, because Vayavar Mordechai, he was Gozer Tainis, then you're not going to have the second day. But he made a mistake because Shalom Parv Sosei knew that they learned the halachas of the first day. And he realized that once he saw Mordechai teaching Hilchas Kemitza on the second day. One last thing I want to show you. And then we can get a 10th person in. We'll say Kaddish Rabbanan or Chanani Marakasha. This Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library showed me. You know, how did Mordechai said this thing, but isn't it very peculiar that they allowed this? Why don't they just have the tainus be the next day? You know, the mamash missed out. I mean, again, we said the Soros Truva that maybe they really ate matzah, but matzah is only kazayas, and tainus maybe is a share of kosevis. But the simple shot is that there was a tainus. They didn't eat matzah. The Kiddush of the Chasim Sofer is that they learned halachas, so it's ke'ilu. Some say they only fast in the daytime. That's another teretz. So I'm going to show you one thing from the Tiferet Shloimeh. That's the Tiferet Shloimeh of the Radams. So he says like this. Take a look here on page 17. Omnu kashen is bolin in yore mordech have esne b'chachmosim lo tzi dover b'chashon meis ha-melech. Yeshlar sofik otzum al tapuchos divreim. Asher b'tchilo kashen yodem orcha asher nosa tziva maher l'hagil esne lavo l'melech l'schanen. She didn't want to go. And she said, but if you don't go, Rebbe Matzola Yamon La Yudim in Mokum Acher and Vaz Beidu Vitovedu. So Kitzivsa Olav Esther Lemay Vlotsum Shlosha Yamon. Vayava Mordechai, page 18. Lamba Memes Lohem Tina Od Yomecha Lotsum Bacholomoid Lozman Hayolahem Kolashana and other Haba. If they made a gezeira now, it's only going to be for next other, right? They have plenty of time, as Rav Ferrar just said. Plenty of time. So they couldn't have made the tainus one day later? So they have to realize one yisod. Achidei Yadua, I read in the Tiferet Shloimeh. He has Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach Bavodas Osei Ritzon of Shomim Taroso Shekol Ha'olomos Kayomim Achal Yidei HaTzadikim V'aleim Ha'isa Kol HaKavona Bebriya Bitkila. Because the Olam is Mekuyam because of the Yirei Shemayim who are doing Torah mitzvahs. Nebuchadnezzar Pesach, Kodesh Hazel, Lo Yuman, Ki Super, Makailus, Rivers, Asodos, Yehudim, Shenasim, Balomus, Ayodonim, they saw Seder Lel Shimur. Because one could not understand how much is going on in Shemayim when we're doing the mitzvahs of Lel Seder. There's so much going on, the efficacy of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Matzah is Goyrim in the Oilos and Elyonim Ein Lishayr. Achivas Matzah, Morer, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bahagod B'layla Hazos. So you know what Esther's idea was? Machin Esther has had tzedekes, kasher yada hi ki kol kiyum alomus koloi rapi bnei Yisrael. She realized that all the kiyum of the worlds is toloi in klal Yisrael. It's chakma b'zeh. La'orer havas Hashem yisbarach alamo. So she wanted to create a stir in Shemayim to bring the avas Hashem to klal Yisrael. He says, you can't destroy, you can't let this gezeira happen. You can't. The world can't exist without Klal Yisrael. So what if he kasher shama ki nigzera hagzeira, that there was a gezeira even in Shemayim, that Klal Yisrael chaser shalom should do whatever, that it was her idea that Mordechai should what? Should bevatel the whole Seder of Lel Pesach. Why? For they can catch a bit of me of a dose of Lyle Zenas, a rash, no mala. Chol halmon was mazev al mazev. Meaning, Pesach has such an effect in Shemayim, and if you're not going to have it, it's going to cause, you know, like imagine on a special day in Shemayim where the Alomas Elyonim are tumbling with the Hashpos of Klal Yisrael, and now they're not having it. That's going to cause a stir of concern in Shemayim. So what does the pasuk say? Ulkach balayla hu nadada shnas hamelech. And Chazal say that means the Ribbono shel Olam, Malko shel Olam, besides the Pshuto shel Mikra. And that was her plan. It was very easily could have waited, like Rav Arari said. Could have waited one more day. There was plenty of time. But she wanted to make a stir in Shemayim. That you see, the Klal Yisrael every year does this, and now they're not doing it. What's going on? And that itself is going to cause a Bahola. And then the Gezeira will be this Hapech. And perhaps we could tie it in what we said before, because the eating of the matzah is the hachnah. It shows we're real avdei Hashem. And that's the whole reason of the creation of the world, is we should be avdei Hashem. So if that's the real creation of the world, that we should be avdei Hashem, so if one year is a tainus, dafka should be a tainus to create this stir in Shemayim. And that's what Chassid Soper says. That what? That. Look at get a person. And in Shemayim, that's going to cause a stir in Shemayim. So it's Gedafka. Make the tainus. We won't eat matzah this year, because matzah creates a rational elyonim. And when then Rosh is not going to be there, there's going to be another Rosh in Shemayim. What's going on? And then there's going to be a greater Hagosha of how the world is lacking because of that. And that hopefully will mishapech the the gezeira. Okay, so as I said today, my father's yahrzeit. My father was an individual who was a yira shemayim, you know, always attended shiurim, never missed a minyan, you know, so we, the shiur is a lilos nishmoso. So now I'm going to say Rav Chananya ben Akasha. We'll say a kaddish to Rabbanan in his memory. Rav Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael, Tifichach Hirbal Ham Torah Umitzos, Shenema Adreichel Feitzel Man Tzitko, Yagdil Torah V'yadir. Yizkadal Yizkadash, Shemei Rabba, V'yamod V'yachr Yisrael Yamlich, Baruch Hussein, V'chei Chod, V'yam Echod, V'chei Nechol Beis Yisrael, Bagalov Zman Kariv, Im Ramei, V'chei Shmei Rabba, M'barach, L'lom Mei, Ol Maya, Yizbarach, Vishnabach, Vizbarach, 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 Tamiram Beomov in Romain, all Israel, Rabbonim, all Tommy Dehon, all called Tommy Day, Tommy Dehon, all called Monoskin Boraiso, Divas Rahadein, Divasar, Rasar, Elon, Ulhon Shlomarabo, Hino Vichis Nabarachamin, Behaina Nihin, Umazone Rivihe, Ufukono, Mikodom of Von Divishmaya, Vim Romain, Yeshlomarabo, Mishamayim Haimalain, all called Israel, Vim Romain.
May the neshama have an aliyah, Rabbi.
6 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Regular time. Okay.